This is John Batchelor speaking with my colleague, Professor Richard Epstein of the Hoover Institution, about the Department of Justice Antitrust Division suit against Apple for its bigness, but especially for discouraging competition, dominating the market, as I understand it. Richard here speaks to how it is that Apple has become so dominant in the marketplace, how it is that Apple turns customers into salesmen, how it is that Android, the competitor, is equally well adept at making customers into salesmen. This is a battle of two successful companies. No indication of monopoly in sight, Richard explains here very quickly. More of this later. Richard Epstein, Hoover Institution, the DOJ case against Apple.
No, they're crazy. I mean, what they're saying, in effect, is Apple is able to provide a product that people eagerly buy. They sell huge numbers of them. There are no strings attached. There's a large gain to the consumer, a large gain to Apple. But competitors are disappointed when they offer inferior products at a lower price that nobody wants to buy. I mean, the fact that they can charge high prices for their products is a sign of their merit. If these guys were hucksters of some sort, you'd buy one Apple phone, it wouldn't work, and you'd never buy another. But the reason why Apple succeeds is the reason why all good companies succeed. Their advertisements are very effective, but more importantly, user experience on the bound spreads by word of mouth. And what happens is once that particular behavior happens, what they do is every one of their satisfied customers turns out to be a de facto salesman for the next customer to come in. There is a fairly formidable competitor in the Android system and so forth. And, you know, they do exactly the same thing. I actually went online when I prepared this column to look at the Android South. These guys are not, they're not slouches. They constantly tout the same kind of innovation and novelty and invention that you see on the Apple side. And my view is you've got two rival platforms like this going tooth and tongue. The thing that you should do is to sit back and maybe you'll be lucky and a third company will figure out how to rise in this situation. But there's no question the greater success that Apple has in terms of keeping customers, the harder it's going to be for somebody else to come in.
Thank you.